meeting is now being recorded.
Good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to RDS Who Is To Leadership Call number 38. On the 30th of August, 2018 at 1530 UTC, attending the call today is Susan, Catherine, and Alan. From ICANN.org, Jean-Baptiste, Lisa, and Brenda. And the call is being recorded. Please state your name before speaking. Jean-Baptiste, I turn the call over to you. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Brenda. And on today's leadership call agenda, we have the following one, starting with on the draft report release to review the public comment announcement, see whether there were any edits or comments from you. Have a look at possible webinar dates, and finally, talk about the public comment form. And on the third item on the agenda is to talk about the different edits that were submitted by you, Alan, and then also what you just mentioned, that to see the move forward on the discussions that were currently on this. And then AOB, is there anything else that you would like to add on today's agenda?
Not that I can think of right now.
Perfect. Catherine and Susan, anything you'd like to add on the agenda?
Not for me.
Okay, let's move on. Hearing none from Catherine. From the draft report release, so regarding the public comment announcements, so we shared with you the announcement proceeding, and we were wondering, since there were no comments, whether this can be considered approved.
There were no comments because I didn't even look at it. And
okay.
We can either do it right now or right after this meeting. I have been running end to end and reviewing the report yesterday was an interesting experience.
Yeah. So what we can do maybe is I'll resend it to you and you can review that after the meeting and get back to us today if at all possible.
I can do that easily.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much. I'll just mark that as an action item.
And this is Lisa. Will Susan or Catherine, will you need to see that as well? Just make sure we have a timeline for closure on it.
Was it sent to me? I'm not sure I saw it. I may have just missed it, though.
Yes, it was, Susan. It was sent to the street.
Okay. I'll take a look at it.
That's
from
just after the plenary call. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll resend it in any case after this call.
Okay.
So Susan will look at it and comment. I'll comment. 2 out of 3 is enough if Catherine has her plate full.
Mm-hmm.
Although she's welcome to do it also.
Yes. The other thing I wanted to let you know is that currently, so the draft report is scheduled to be released on and open for public comments from Tuesday, the 4th of September. So that's the latest update we got. Talking about the webinar dates, we would recommend adding the webinar dates into the public comment announcements just to draw interest to that, as the community team will read the announcement, it will be already a good occasion to put our foot in the door and already give them the date for them to assist the presentation and raise questions. So looking at possible dates, what we wanted to suggest is maybe to use Monday, the 17th of September, which is September at 15 UTC, which is the same as the plenary call, since we know that most of the members are available at that time. So we wanted to have your confirmation whether that would be feasible, and also who would you think we need to be present to present on this call, and if you could just provide some input on that.
Okay, thank you. It's Alan. A couple of things on that. Number one, I would prefer if we can schedule 2 calls on that Monday, 1500 and perhaps 2100 or something like that. 1500 is a particularly bad time for certain parts of the world, and mm-hmm. I'd like to have be a little bit more inclusive. So if we can do another one later in that day, optimally from my perspective, that would be the best idea. Let me look at whether in fact the 15th is a good day for me. One second. Oh, sorry, 17th, you said. Yeah, 17th would work for me, certainly. All right, so I think I would like to see it twice in a day unless there's strong objection to doing that. I'm more concerned about the content, however. If we do what we try to do during the engagement session in Panama, we're going to run just far too far over. We have 23 recommendations, and there's no way we can read them out and give a little bit of background on each one and get through the session. So I think we need to think a little bit about what we're going to do, and that's going to govern who has to be there. If we try to be egalitarian as we did in Panama and let everyone present their own if they're willing, you have absolutely no control over time management because, you know, some people will completely override the 2.5 minutes you give them or whatever. So I'm not quite sure how to proceed with that, and thoughts on how we do that are welcome. I don't have a lot.
Lisa, would you like to jump in?
Yeah, thank you, Jean-Baptiste. Just a suggestion, based on, you know, having done some of these webinars in the past, since there are three of you on the leadership team, having the three of you divvy up the primary presentation would give you that control over the timeline, but not have one person speaking the entire time. And then mm-hmm. having the rapporteurs, to the extent that they can be on the call to address any questions raised on their section, might be a nice way of, you know, both controlling the managing the time so that you fit in the bucket, but letting everyone participate to the extent that they might wish.
That would be fine with me. We still have to decide what we're going to do. Again, even if it's someone who's controlled reading out the recommendations and explaining them, I don't think we're going to be able to do that in the time if we have a reasonable, you know, length webinar. But we can refine that. We can pick and choose, or we can summarize recommendations to try to get it within the time. I'm happy to do that. So I think that's a reasonable plan going forward.
And are you assuming a 90-minute webinar?
I think so. An hour would be too short, and 2 hours is ridiculous. That's unreasonable to Catherine and Susan?
Reasonable to me. And that was the 17th?
Yes.
Hi, this is Catherine. I just realized you haven't heard me at all because I double-muted myself.
I hope you were saying interesting things.
I was just offering before that I could also take a look at the public comment announcement, and I was wondering why you didn't seem to have heard, but now I understand. And I also offered to take a quick look, but for this, I think 90 minutes is a good time. I agree with you, Alan, that an hour would be too short, and 2 hours is taxing people a bit too much.
Having just come off a two-hour EPDP call, I can guarantee you that.
Sorry to hear that.
All right, so I think we have a plan going forward. And I presume that Alice and Jean-Baptiste will do a first cut at the slides.
Absolutely.
All right. And if we can group recommendations together to sort of summarize what they're saying, if that makes any sense at all, then that may help us consolidate things a little bit and get through it at a more reasonable time. But I'll leave that to your judgment.
you may actually consider using the executive summary as your, you know, starting point of what you say.
Ah, that's interesting. What are we going to do without you, Lisa? You have all these good ideas.
You'll have fun.
Too bad leg shackles aren't allowed anymore. All right. I think we have closure on it.
Thank you for your input on that. So the next thing we wanted to discuss is the public comment form. So just as a reminder, so this form will be available for public comments. That form will be mandatory, but it will be available to use. So we have started preparing that. I'll just project what we currently have. It still needs some further updates, but this is to provide you already with the first version. Maybe Alice, you want to drive that?
Sure, why not? Okay, so Alice, thank you so much for getting back to us on this form template for the public comment proceeding and facilitating public comment submission for the respondents. So essentially, we use the GNSO template as you suggested. So you will see in the first paragraph that essentially we highlight the fact that this is not a mandatory channel, so people can submit comments using the standard channel, which is the email address. And then we also included the addition about the email address that you suggested. And in here, we highlighted the fact that it's not mandatory, so if people can elect not to provide the email address if they don't feel like it, and we added some language for GDPR given the information it would contain. So if we go down to the section, so we, for each section in the report, starting with Who is One Recommendation 1, we have a box where people are invited to provide any comments or observations they may have on the findings included in the section. And then for each recommendation, we have a choose a level of support question. So support, do not support, not sure, it depends, along with an open box for any additional comments or caveats or suggestions respondents may have. So this means that each recommendation has its own box. And for sections where there are no recommendations, for instance, who is policy, then you have that nice little clean box for anything anyone has to say. So this will be provided as a PDF, so people will be able to download it and to fill it in and save it on their computer before submitting it. And it will still facilitate the process for, you know, groups, constituency groups, and so on who wish to provide a comment as a group. So I think this will be very useful to not only for everyone to use when addressing all the report, but also for you when it's time to process all the comments.
Okay.
In preparation for the report.
Yeah, Alice, for clarity, the PDF will be a fillable PDF, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I've never seen I can use one of those before. That's great.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
So if you're happy with the way it's structured, we'll finalize it and then we'll submit it to use while on your mailing list so you have it and can play with it if you want.
Okay. Let's see. Can we see the bottom?
Oh, the bottom is not final yet. We're still.
Oh, okay, fine.
We're still assembling it. That's why. Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll share it today. We'll share it today.
Okay.
We're just finalizing it.
That looks excellent.
Great.
I would, by the way, being a wishy-washy person, I would say in the heading is encouraged, but not strongly encouraged. I don't want people to feel they're obliged to do it or there's some, you know, it's going to be treated differently, but encouraged is fine.
Okay, that's fine. We'll make a note of that.
Next.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Alice. So unless there are any other questions on this section of the agenda, we can move on to the next one, which is the review of the draft report edits. Maybe would you like me to project directly the report with your latest edits?
I'm not sure it's worth going over them. I think they're a combination of purely typographical things or clarification. There's a couple of points where maybe we want to discuss something where I ask a question. I almost don't even remember anymore exactly what I had there, but I can look at it. It just takes so long even to page through it that it's sort of problematic. I presume you've actually looked at this since I sent it, so maybe you want to direct us to points where you perhaps want some clarification or agreement before proceeding.
Yes. So I actually sent this in email, if you happen to have your email handy, any of you. But and of course, I, had a limited window in which to quickly scan through your comments, but I did. It seemed to me, focusing on the comments that were not for the next version, and the also redline changes, there were just a few points that I would have classified as not necessarily, under the category of copy edits. We can
address. Let's talk about those.
So your comment AG6, whoever is controlling the scrolling, if you wouldn't mind scrolling us to AG6.
Can you tell me what page it's on? That would help me.
It looks like it's on page 10. This is
That's
a suggested
it?
Rewording for recommendation 1.3. As it would involve rewording a recommendation we agreed on, what I'm wondering is if the rewording is important enough that we should do it now, understanding we'd have to reconfirm with the group that it doesn't change their consensus status.
Okay, sure. No, I wouldn't. If you consider it not editorial, then I would not go back to the group, and we'll change that to a future version.
Good. I was hoping you would say that.
I think it is just editorial. We're breaking one long complex sentence into two. But if that's not your judgment, I'll go along with yours.
I agree that you could read it as editorial, but since it's actually the text of a recommendation.
Okay.
I personally would feel more comfortable if you don't feel strongly if we leave it for the next round.
I do not feel strongly.
Everyone else okay with that? I'll take silence as agreement.
Yep.
So then, Jean-Baptiste, if you're doing the scrolling, if you could take us to AG16.
Page.
Looks like it's on page 33.
Sorry, I was on mute.
And this you've marked for a next version, but just to sort of reconfirm, the hyperlinks not rendering in PDFs is a Mac problem. So as long as the final report is the PDF is generated from a PC, then the hyperlinks will render, just so you know.
Yeah, there also is a parameter which will stop it from working, but I understand that. Typically, when it doesn't work, it was because it was done on the Mac.
Yeah.
But I think long-term, for archival purposes, I think we need to make sure that URLs are usable, even if you have a paper copy or something like that.
Right. And so that was the other thing I wanted to raise, is that the bibliography does have all the hyperlinks spelled out.
Yeah, if you can find. Well, in any case, as I said, that's the next version issue, not something I want to worry about today.
Okay. Then if we could look at AG-17, Jean-Baptiste, tell us where that is.
Next page.
The bottom of this one. Just to answer your question, yes, the PDP actually did start in 2016, not 2017.
Well, then how can the issue reported be done in October 2016?
Well, that's a good question.
Sorry. And later, in the next paragraph, it says 15 months. To use an old line, that does not compute. I thought it started in 2016, but the other two numbers don't go along with it.
All right. I'll make the timeline correct.
Since I have a hyperlink to the issue report, let's see what date it has on it. October 15.
Yep. So we'll make that work.
So the 20. So the October 16 is 15. Is October 16th. The 15 months is now 27. It seemed like 27, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah, it sure felt like it, right?
But the sentence still doesn't read properly.
All right.
The
working
group
is
now in operation, semicolon, began in January 2016, is not a semantically correct sentence.
Correct, it isn't.
So why don't we just say the working group began meeting in January 2016. And by the way, it's not in operation right now, so the now is inappropriate.
got it, we'll fix it. And
okay.
this falls under, clearly falls under fixing errors.
So. I think so. And grammar. Next.
AG-19.
Yep.
That's on the next page. I guess, and you marked this as next version, so maybe we don't have to discuss it right now.
Yeah,
although
I mean,
you had said anything easy in the next version we should do, but I think some people might object to.
Well, they might. We can discuss it. It's just the fact that we've gotten where we are. Is important. The details we went through in getting it from the point of view of our review, I don't think is all that important. It's an interesting saga, but it's not for today's version. There's no way we're going to do those kind of changes today.
Right. And I think just to make my concern clear, I think Stephanie in particular wants people to know the bloody details.
I understand.
How we got here.
And I've also been told if we have too much of Stephanie's angst in this report, it's going to get ignored. So, understood.
Got it. But we'll leave that for now.
And I understand that this recall is being recorded.
yes, and we do have to balance everyone's views. Let's look at AG-23.
Looking for it. There we go. 22.
So this is at the bottom of page 47.
Okay.
And it's the rationale given for
right.
The second recommendation. And even though this is in the compliance section, Susan, I think that sentence actually came from Lily.
Yeah, I sort of struggled with some of her language, not that I write that well myself, but.
So my take on what the point that was going to be made here is that in the event that a registrar is routinely failing to conduct validation and verification, if you look at multiple records for domains registered through the same registrar, you should be able to find that pattern.
Okay, so this was fixing the problem that was identified in the Panama engagement session.
Right.
Right.
and I suspect if just deleting this sentence, the next sentence says that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Go back. There's something I'm feeling.
Yeah, I think we can just delete it. We could probably reword it, but deleting it, I think, fixes the problem.
Does anyone feel that just deleting that sentence is changing the semantic?
No, I don't.
And I suggest we go ahead and do it. I do think that was a difficult one to interpret.
No.
All right. So then if we can go to section 310.6.
For some reason my computer has decided it's slow.
We're all a little slow now.
We're on page 86.
310.6, what you see in the right side of your screen is the sentence that Alan, you suggested deleting. And again, to avoid any contention, do you feel like it's important to delete the sentence right now?
Well, it's sort of a note to ourselves. It doesn't really address the question. The impact will be reflected in the implementation specific recommendations. It doesn't seem relevant to say that to the people we're sending this to.
Well, if it had said the impact of GDPR is reflected in specific recommendations made by...
Well, but this is a section on one particular set of recommendations. So I'm not quite sure why it's making reference to the general case. That was my concern. It seemed
right.
to be talking about the general case, not recommendation 15.1.
Right. So I think what Lily was trying to get at here was that part of the assessment of this subgroup was looking at the results of every other subgroup and seeing if how well the plans and reports had worked. So I think the point is that in the case where there were shortfalls, those are addressed through recommendations in other sections. And therefore, if there were impacts of GDPR, they were addressed in that section of other sections.
Then I would leave it in, say the impact of GDPR is reflected in the implementation-specific recommendations and leave the second sentence as I modified it. So remove the thus will.
Got it.
Put
so
back
it would
the,
say there is no
back the original impact. Sentence with a change in the verb from will be to is. And then comment there is no direct impact on 15.1.
Sounds good to me.
Sorry, the word be should not have been there. There is be no direct is not quite right.
Okay, and then the only other thing, and you had some question marks on other clauses like this where it said to be provided.
Yeah.
Now, back in our face-to-face number 3, we discussed whether it was important to fill all the GDPR impact sections in the draft, and we agreed that rapporteurs could do it if they felt like it, but if they thought it was better to leave it to the final, they could do that as well. So I think we have 3 of those that are not filled in.
Yeah, I would just don't like, in that case, I'm fine with that. I just don't like the wording, to be provided, to be included in final draft, in final report or something is fine.
Okay, we can do that. Those were the only things that jumped out to me to be, potentially contentious or not pure copy edits. Like I said, focusing on the not on the items that you flagged as next version.
Yeah.
There are some straightforward things we can do that you flagged as next version we could probably include today as well.
We could, but as I said, all of them are going to be, you know, multitude of repetitive things or finding the right ones, and they're not worth it at this point. We, you know, let's focus on what we have to do and not add work to ourselves for ourselves. You know, if you want to do them, fine, but I wouldn't put a lot of effort into it. It was quite clear as I went through this, there's an awful lot we can trim down on the next version around. You know, things like the reciting the bylaws in blue on each of the sections on the Who Is One recommendations. You know, that's about 6 pages in total or 5 pages in total, which doesn't, where we really could say it once and not have to replicate it. And there's an awful lot of stuff which is either replicated or not really salient to the discussion. So I think in the final report we're going to be able to trim it down a fair amount. But again, it's not worth trying to do right now in the time frame we have. All right. What else? Anything else need to be done? So you're going to do a new revision, and presumably send it out to the whole group. With what kind of drop dead date for any comments?
I think we've already passed the drop dead date for comments. If you still want to publish tomorrow.
No. But I meant because of the changes we're making. I can live with not sending it out. I think everything we're doing here is editorial. Once we've removed the ones that you had qualms about. So I
do think we have to provide the red line, but I don't necessarily, unless you three disagree, I don't necessarily think that you have to ask for re-review.
I can go with that.
I agree as well.
Susan, we have 2 out of 3, so we win. But would you like to agree anyway?
I absolutely agree.
Sorry.
And the resolution for Volker's.
The language as I modified and we sent it out stands. Remove that first sentence altogether, and I'll send out a note explaining why. Volker ultimately agreed.
Good.
Yeah, I mean, the issue was, by saying any GDPR, that gave ICANN a full out to never do the work, because there's always going to be some privacy legislation pending. And Volker misread, remember, there's a fallback at the end of the recommendation saying if it's not done by such a date, then you have to do something. But he misread it as you have to do the full job, not just correct some pointers and crosslinks.
Right.
So he ultimately agreed. Hey, we even agreed on a GDPR EPDP issue after that, so.
That must have been some conversation.
Well, it wasn't very long, but it was a good conversation. I like Volker, except when he's being, well, I like Volker. All right, are we done?
All right. I believe we have now reached AUB. If I'm not mistaken.
The one thing I wanted to mention under AOB was whether or not the plenary call next week is needed.
I do not think so, unless someone has a reason. The only reason for a plenary call would have been, are we in a catastrophic situation regarding getting the report out? And I think the answer is we are not. Basically, it was to handle how do we get the report out since it didn't go out yet and we don't have Lisa to work with us this week, and that is not going to be the situation. And I don't think we need a plenary call to plan for the engagement session. So I think we can give people the time off. the more interesting question is, when do we schedule the next one? I think we need at least one call because we have to plan for the engagement session, but that's not for a while. Is there anything we need to do in between?
Well, you might want to have the plenary call just to briefly touch on plans for the webinar the week prior to the webinar.
Do we need a call for that, though?
You may not.
Since we're basically saying to the rapporteurs, tell us whether you can be on the calls or not.
You could probably accomplish it in email.
Yeah, I think so. So I don't see a real need for another call until we want to get things in line for the plenary, which is sometime around the end of September, beginning of October. I don't know what the deadline is for documents and stuff like that. But I would suggest a call sometime in that time frame, you know, either the week after or the week before the EPDP meeting in Los Angeles, because I'm not going to be available for the Monday of the week it's being held.
Okay, so that would be the week after the 27th. So that's
week of the 24th.
Yeah, so the week after that. It'll be the first week of October.
Well, it's either got to be the week of the week of the 17th. It's either, it has to be on the 17th, which is when we're holding the calls, or the week of the Monday the 1st. Is that going to be too late for getting documents? I mean, assuming we're going to have drafts and stuff ready, I mean, the three of us can be working in between, and we can meet if necessary. I don't think we need a plenary call, though, until the week of the 1st, Monday the 1st should do, unless someone else sees a need I'm missing.
Susan, actually, in front of the call, that maybe Katrin gives some input on that.
Sorry, I didn't catch what you said, Jean-Baptiste.
Oh, sorry. I just said that Suzanne had to leave the room, so maybe Katrin has some input on that.
So, I mean, all of that is it the times are assigned by me. I'm just still wondering whether it wouldn't be useful to have a call before the webinar and then maybe to try and take care of it all together.
Fine.
Just to line everyone up. And we could do that on the... When would that be, the 14th?
No, that would be the 10th.
The 10th, yeah.
And the 10th, I'm not available that morning.
Okay, well, that's not good.
You can hold it without me.
I've got to
get up my count of missed meetings.
No, then let's go with a later date.
We can do September 3rd, but that's next week.
Yeah, no, then let's stick with a later date, or else do it on the 17th before the webinar, but that's going to be difficult with the timing. No. So everybody will be on the phone forever that day then.
Yeah, no, that doesn't make a lot of sense.
No.
I don't think we need one before the webinar, to be honest. It would be nice, but I don't think we really need it. But as I said, you're welcome to hold it on the 10th without me, if you think there's enough to be done. Susan
had to go.
Susan has left.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I hadn't seen that. All right,
no, I think then let's go for the later. I think then let's go for the later date.
So that makes it the 1st of October.
Correct.
And I'm assuming we're going to have drafts and stuff ready by then. So it there shouldn't be an awful lot to do. That should be fine.
All right. And just a quick question on our upcoming leadership call. So I suggest we keep them scheduled, but then revisit whether there is enough to discuss on the agenda.
That's correct. That's fine with me.
Oh, perfect. One quick thing I just wanted to mention back on the draft report is just to keep you informed that the latest version of the milestones and participation fact sheet could be included in the report. And also that, just as a reminder, the Section 2 on financial resources on the main sheet report is as of June 2018, which are currently the latest available financials. So that's just a reminder that was already mentioned when we had shared the fact sheets, but just an FYI. All right, is there any other business?
I don't think so. So at this point, we have a leadership call scheduled next week. I don't see the need for it, but we will keep it scheduled to make sure that if anything comes up, we have an opportunity to talk.
Mm-hmm.
So Lisa's going to send out the revised version, both redline and clean, not asking for closure, but sending it out as the report to be issued. Lisa, you want this tied up before the end of the day tomorrow. Is that correct?
That certainly would be my preference.
Okay. So, and when do you think you'll get the next copy out to us?
Allison, Jean-Baptiste, the appendices that you need to update, are you able to do that today? I know it's late in the day for you now.
Yeah, we'll do our best.
There's an appendix that isn't updated, just say which it is. But let's have you get your version of the main body of the report out. That will give the three of us, should we choose to do any scanning of it. I'm certainly not going to do a full reread, a last sign off on it, so that at the latest by the middle of your day tomorrow, which is middle of your day is, what are you? You're 6 hours UTC. So essentially by 1800 UTC tomorrow, you have either silence from us or an okay to go ahead or an identifying of any things that must be fixed. Is that okay for you? Essentially,
yeah,
by your noon hour, Lisa.
I think we actually do need an affirmative yes, go ahead and publish, but yes, that sounds good.
Okay, then we need an affirmative publish. You'll certainly get it from me one way or another. I'd like to have it from Catherine and Susan, but I'm not going to commit them. I don't know what their schedules are like. Are we done, other than reporting on action items and decisions?
Yeah.
Yes.
Then
all right.
Take it away.
Thank you. So under decisions reached, so we'll cancel the plenary call next week. The next plenary call should be scheduled for the 1st of October. We'll keep the leadership calls as scheduled, but we'll revisit as necessary, depending on the agenda. Under action items, so the public comment announcement will be recirculated, and leaders will confirm approval of it today. On the webinar, we look into the possibility of having two webinars on the 17th of September, one at 15 UTC and the other one at 21 UTC. The webinar will last 90 minutes each. And then ICANN will prepare slides for this webinar and for ICANN 63 using the executive summary as a level of detail for presenting results. Leadership to present slides, reporter to be invited to answer any questions on their subgroup's output. And on the public comment form, ICANN will finalize it and send it to leadership. On the draft report headings, Allen's red lines that are not marked next version to be applied by ICANN today, except updates to recommendation text of recommendation 1.3 should not be applied at this time. On comment 17, the timeline should be updated as the working group started meeting in January 2016. On the comment 23, we will remove the first sentence, letting the second sentence state the point more clearly. And on section 3.10.6, we will remove the will remove B in there is B. And finally, ICANN will circulate red line and clean version to the review team, but no comment window is needed. Text is considered ready to publish at this point. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you all. And the comment I made saying insert the your names and the thanks, I think is I'll say in spades here, we couldn't have gotten to this point without your active involvement. So thank you all for helping us get to this point. I certainly wouldn't have put a lot of money on us making this deadline, even though we're a month later than we planned when we scheduled the last face-to-face, but farther ahead than I thought we would be. So thank you all.
Thank you.
And I think this meeting is over. Good work, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.